Being joined by APGC wrestling coach Joel Reince, got a big couple of days coming up here on Friday and Saturday. We'll start with Friday, the girls' state qualifying wrestling meet down at Colfax Mingo. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. It's been over a week, right, since the girls last competed. What have you kind of seen from the team here over these last couple weeks leading up to this state qualifying meet that gives you confidence, you know, going into this big day on Friday?
Yeah, it's nice to get them all back. We couple of them, well, we took a break. I think Thursday we gave them kind of the day off last week. I know we had some influenza going through the room, so it's kind of nice to let them rest, and then didn't get some of them back until Monday this week. But now we got everyone back in the room that's wrestling at regionals, and the girls are competing hard, and you know what we talk about in the room is just being crisp and clean in our technique, and just feeling good about what we're doing in the wrestling room so we can go out and perform on Friday.
Yeah, so you have two returning state qualifiers, Gray Story, Han, Zoe, Uhlenhop. So when it comes to the regional day, what kind of an edge do you think that gives them, even from a mental perspective going into this day, knowing that they've proven that they have what it takes to get through to state?
Yeah, absolutely. What you just said, you know, I think it just gives them confidence that they've been through that emotional roller coaster on regional day and working through. Like I said, the biggest thing is just managing emotions on that day, because obviously when matches are a little more high stakes, you know, everyone gets a little tighter and a little more anxiety involved. So those girls know that they can manage through that and wrestle their best on that day.
When it comes to some others, other weight classes, not to put too much pressure on certain people, but what are maybe some of the other weights that you're looking at? Hey, we got a really good shot here and there. Who are some of those wrestlers you think that might have a good shot of getting through aside from those two?
Yeah, you know what? Like,
everyone's
going to have a chance. That's what I told them. We did some adjusting on some of the weight classes, getting some girls down to a little different weight class, and I feel good about a lot of them, really do. Most of the weight classes have at least one really good wrestler, and then it's kind of wide open after that. You know, I think our girls are right up there. Evelyn Gertis will have a shot at 100 pounds. Kylie Babcock has a shot at 115. Obviously, Grace has a really good shot. Jocelyn Freed, Ellie Reince, Kaylee Harkin, Zoe, Kira Cox. There's, you know, up and down the lineup, we got chances all over. It's about going out and proving it on that day. So if you have an off day, you know, it wasn't meant to be, I guess. But like I said, you just got to manage emotions on that day and stick to the stuff that you know.
And do you have, like, any sort of driving message or anything that you want to share with the team, you know, going into this meet, knowing that obviously it's really high stakes, but at the same time, you know, a chance to still just kind of enjoy the moment, right?
Absolutely. You know, that'll be the thing over the next couple days here is let's try not to put too much on this. You know what I mean? Like, sure, there's a lot riding on it, but if you're feeling that weight, you know, that day, you're probably not going to wrestle up to your potential. So it's, like I said, it's kind of who can manage those emotions and keep that out of their mind and just go out and focus on each match and wrestling the best in that moment, you know, without thinking about what's on the line. And that'll be it, you know. And then, you know, like always, it's about just going out and fighting your best.
So when it comes to the boys team, they got the NICL tournament coming up here on Saturday. Do want to ask about Tuesday night, though, because you guys went 2-0 in that triangular win by tie-breaking criteria against Wapsie Valley, and then a 40-34 win in the duel with Dyke New Hartford. So I know it's always good to come out on top against those guys, right? What was the story for your team here back on Tuesday night?
Yeah, looking at the matchups, I knew these were going to be the closest duels of the year. Just matchup wise, and Wapsie gave up some weights that they didn't last year, but they still have a lot of really good wrestlers in their lineup, and then Dyke New Hartford was the same way. It was you know, I knew their matchups were going to be close. You know, we made some moves against Dyke New Hartford that we probably hadn't done all year necessarily, moved some kids around just to kind of play the matchup game, and that seemed to pay off.
So you placed fifth in the conference tournament here last season when it was at Dyke New Hartford. What do you think are going to be the ultimate keys? If you guys are going to, you know, finish higher than fifth this year, what's got to go right? Maybe some areas where didn't go as well as you maybe hoped last year.
Yeah, I'll just say for our dual team, I think we finished fourth in the conference duels. You know, we only lost to Union, Jessup, and Denver. And we beat the rest of the conference in the dual meets. You know, it was kind of similar to last year. I think we finished fifth in the duels, and hopefully at the individual tournament we can finish in the top four or five again. Man, they just got to go out and fight. Like I said, our in a lot of years, I would say our conference tournament is usually tougher than our district tournament. That may not be the case this year, but it's still going to be a tough tournament. Kids just got to come out and fight their tails off like they can, and we'll be fine.
And a chance to host the tournament. You were scheduled to do it 2 years ago, and it got snowed out, so I have to imagine that makes it a little more special this year, right, to be able to have all those teams coming here for the conference tournament.
Yeah, you know, I think about, you know, back when I wrestled too, it's always fun to wrestle at home, and you know, you get kind of the home crowd behind you, and you know, that's always nice and adds to the, you know, the environment and make it more of a positive environment for our wrestlers. And you know, it'll be fun to see what they got.
All right. And when it comes to some of the weight classes here in the conference tournament, what are the biggest ones that stand out for your team right now that you think have the best chance, you think, to, you know, place highly, maybe even take home a couple conference titles here and there?
Yeah, I think Carter Liston's going to have a good shot, you know, barring some movement that I don't know about. He's going to have a shot to be in the finals, I believe. And you know, we get Gage Miller back for the first time all year. He's going to be wrestling on Saturday. So really excited to see how his day goes, you know, because he's tough as nails with returning state qualifier. Devin Eberhardt is going to have a good shot. You know, could have a rematch against the Dyke kid he lost to. I know he wants some redemption there. And obviously Jesse Brower is going to have a really good shot. Mason Kopp, if he wrestles well, he's going to have a good shot at placing really high on Saturday. So.
All right, well, that's APGC wrestling coach Joel Rines. Busy couple week stretch coming up here, but always a fantastic time of the year. Appreciate the time today, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, JMO.